This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Voting to be held from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today for the presidential election. Election Commission says all preparations completed for presidential election. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party decides not to cast vote in the presidential election. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government prioritizes policy of women empowerment and capacity development. And Ukraine says it repels attacks on Bakhmut as Russia claims partial control. Now the news in detail. All preparations related to the presidential election scheduled to be held today have been completed. Election officer Mahesh Sharma Powder says two separate polling stations for the federal parliamentarians and the province assembly members have been set up in the parliament building in New Banishore. The election officer further said the voting will be held from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Powdel and CPN UML Vice Chair Subhash Chandra Nimbang are candidates for the presidential post. 332 federal parliament members and 550 provincial assembly members are the voters in the presidential election. The weight is of one vote of the federal parliament lawmaker is 79 and that of the province assembly member is 48. The office of the election officer has said that counting of votes would be started after the voting completes at 3 p.m. and the results would be announced by 7 p.m. today itself. Meanwhile, the lawmakers from all provinces have already arrived in Kathmandu for the election. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has decided not to cast vote in the presidential election today. The meeting of the party's Central Work Execution Committee held in party headquarters decided to remain neutral in the voting process. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chair Rajendra Lingden says his party will not take part in the presidential election as they doubt on the fair rules from the presidential candidates due to their involvement in active politics. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party is taking a decision on the presidential election today. The party's vice president, Dol Prasad Arial, said the party will hold a meeting today and take the necessary decision with regards the president's election. Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Powdel has underlined the need for early operation of BIMSTEC Tourism Fund and Tourism Information Centre. Speaking at the 23rd session of BIMSTEC senior officials meeting held virtually in Bangkok of Thailand yesterday, Foreign Secretary Powdel shared the progress made by Nepal and highlighted the plans of action prepared by Nepal on culture and tourism subsectors. According to a statement issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday, the meeting also finalized the agenda and the proposed text of the joint statement of the 19th BIMSTEC ministerial meeting to be virtually held today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the government has prioritized the policy of women empowerment and capacity development. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a program on the occasion of the 113th International Women's Day yesterday. Meanwhile, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has stressed the need for utilization of information technology for political, social and cultural transformation. Addressing a conference by women in information technology on the occasion of the International Women's Day yesterday, Minister Sharma said the policy arrangements in the field of communication and information technology are promoting women's active role in achieving the national goals envisioned by the Digital Nepal Framework 2076. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with international updates now. Ukraine's military has said it managed to push back intense Russian attacks on the city of Bakhmut, despite a Russian claim of control over its eastern half and the NATO chief's warning that the city could fall in the next few days. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a nightly video address of the battle for Bakhmut and the surrounding Donbas region. That this is our first priority. Meanwhile, Yevgeny Prigozhin, head of the Russian mercenary group Wagner, said his fighters had captured the eastern part of Bakhmut. Prigozhin said on the Telegram messaging app that everything east of the Bakhmuta River was completely under the control of Wagner. The river bisects Bakhmut, which sits on the edge of Ukraine's Donetsk province that is already largely under Russian occupation. The UN envoy in Afghanistan warned on Wednesday that a Taliban administration crackdown on women's rights is likely to lead to a drop in aid and development funding in the country, where women fear being cut from public life as much as violent death. The UN envoy told the UN Security Council that assistance had been put at risk by Taliban administration bans on women attending high school and university, visiting parks and working for aid groups. Women are also not allowed to leave the home without a male relative and must cover their faces. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places over the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 19.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up, the headlines once again. Voting to be held from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today for the presidential election. Election Commission says all preparations completed for presidential election. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party decides not to cast vote in the presidential election. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government prioritizes policy women empowerment and capacity development. And Ukraine says it repels attacks on Bakhmut as Russia claims partial control. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.